Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm John Williams from the OEM team here at Microsoft, and I'll be your host for today's episode where we're talking with Eric Ackerson from Acer about the world's thinnest laptops, the Swift 7 and Spin 7. Hey, Eric. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be here. Thank you.
Well, you are actually one of our OEM TV veterans here. I think you've been on several times now, but for people that may not remember you, can you just tell us a little bit about your role at Acer?
Yeah, so I'm Senior Product Marketing and Brand Manager. I get involved in some of the early development process for products, and then more importantly, I'm an evangelist for the brand, and I'm able to do things like this where I can essentially be a geek that can talk and tell you all about our wonderful products.
Awesome. Well, let's dive right into it. So, you know, I mentioned at the start here that we're talking about the thinnest laptops in the world. If our viewers haven't been following along here, I would try to look back a little bit at the last couple of years, and I think in 2015, the MacBook 12-inch was the thinnest laptop. Then we had this spring, in 2016, it was the HP Spectre 13. And now you guys just recently announced not one, but two of the world's thinnest laptops, right, with the Spin 7 and the Swift 7.
Yes, we did.
So tell us a little bit about these new families, because I think Spin and Swift are kind of new product lines for you.
Yeah, these are pretty new names for us. The product lines have been around for a while. They were previously known as the S series, which is now Swift, and the R series, which was a convertible, now is called Spin. So we wanted names that more accurately reflected exactly what the product is. And so Swift is something that's sleek and slim and swift in your ability to fit it in a bag or carry it with you. And Spin, pretty honestly, tells you what it does. The screen spins around.
Okay, good. So we'll talk about that a little more. Let's start with the Swift, though. Let's start with the design. I mean, that is obviously the first most striking thing you see when you look at this device, because it is so thin, just 0.39 millimeters, right? Tell us a little bit about the design.
So it's 0.39 inches, just under 10 millimeters, 9.98 millimeters. It's okay, easy to get those mixed up. So, yeah, the design, we really focused on the design. We wanted something that was striking, that caught the eye, that was very premium in the look and the feel to really be able to launch this line of products. So, first and foremost, we started out with materials that are going to feel like this is a premium product and reflect what it is. So it's basically a block of aluminum that is milled out to make space for that area around the keyboard, what we call the C cover on the laptop. And then there's a solid piece of aluminum on the back cover of the panel and then on the bottom of the system as well. So very sturdy, and we needed to do this. It was not just for making a great feel or look for the product, but it adds rigidity. When you go that thin, you really need to make sure that there's not going to be flex to the system when you're putting it in a bag or carrying it around.
Right. Wow. Awesome. And I heard that you spent a little extra time in terms of the assembly and a little extra attention to detail. Tell us about that.
Yeah, again, because this is the top of the line for us, and we really wanted to exude a classy look and a premium feel. The assembly time at each station when a system is built, it's maybe a 10 or 12 second period of time where a particular component is placed or a screw is put into place. Whatever the particular station is. Well, we're doing over 10 times that amount of time at each station. We are trying to ensure that this is an extremely durable quality build product. And, you know, I think there are some other design maybe limitations is one way to say it, but considerations is probably better. When you have such a thin device, you have to route the cables for power and data and the Wi-Fi signal and things like that. And when you're making it so small, it's a complicated process. So we had to really think about that and then thoughtfully place them in the system.
Makes sense, yeah. Well, I haven't actually got to see one of these yet. I have played with the Spin 7 a little bit, but yeah, I mean, it just looks beautiful. So usually, in my experience, when you have this kind of thin design, as you just kind of explained, it takes a lot of time, precision, but usually it comes with some kind of trade-offs in my experience. But I mean, I noticed the specs are pretty good on this device, so let's talk a little bit about what you can expect to see here in terms of display, processor, all that.
So we've been able to design this with powerful processor, beautiful display, and still, with that super thin design, be able to get 9 hours of battery life. It's quite an accomplishment.
Wow. Yeah, that is pretty impressive. So let's talk a little bit about some of the communication features. I noticed you mentioned something that maybe I should be studying up on, this Skype for Business certification. I hadn't actually even heard of that.
Well, the Skype for Business certification is really cool. So obviously, it's an initiative by Microsoft, and we really appreciate the partnership because it's in some ways forcing and or enabling manufacturers like Acer to make a better product. To be Skype for Business certified, there's a lot of testing and validation that goes through. What we've done is we've put one, or in some cases like this system, two digital microphones inside the system. The result is much clearer communications. It's a better audio experience, whether you're doing just a voice call or a video call. The placement of the microphones and how they're tuned to cut out background noise, like a keyboard when you're typing, or other noise in a, if, let's say you're in a conference room with other people, it'll cut out the background noise. Some of the Acer know-how, we've created something called Acer Purified Voice. And this has been around since our very first Ultrabook, which I'm still using, the S7.
Right.
And it has something called far-field pickup and near-field pickup. So it'll essentially cut out background noise away from the user. And if I move away from my system now, even though I'm close to the microphones, the mm-hmm. volume you hear on your side will remain the same, even if I'm moving back or closer to the screen. It balances everything out, so it's a very consistent experience. Pair that with, because we're talking about Skype, the ability for better video calls, we have very specifically chosen and tested cameras to be able to make that experience better as well.
Wow, very cool. Now, of course, the microphone setup and all this tech that goes into the audio gives you a great Cortana experience as well, right?
Absolutely. That's kind of a benefit of either or of these certifications, is an improved experience with Cortana as well. Much more accurate in picking up and listening to and understanding the voice commands from the user. So it's a much better experience overall when you're using a system like our Swift 7 that is both Skype for Business certified and Cortana with voice, as we call it, certified.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, one of the things that you can do with Windows 10 anniversary update now is you can access Cortana under the lock screen, right? So you don't even have to be logged into your device. You can just say, hey, Cortana, ask a question, you know, check the weather, things like that. So I bet that even works better on a device with this nice of a microphone setup. That's very cool.
Yeah, it is. It's really neat the way things are going.
So, I think that's a great tour, kind of a high-level overview of the Swift 7. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the Spin now. So, I mean, personally for me, I like using Windows 10 with the option of mouse, keyboard, touch, everything. Now, of course, this device you can put it into tablet mode if you want, and tablet mode is a little bit new and improved in anniversary update as well. And but, you know, I even find that once you get used to touch, it's hard to go back because just for, like, pinching and zooming on images or scrolling up and down web pages, panning around maps, it's just sort of more natural. So, you know, typically in the past, that came with trade-offs too. You had to have a little bit thicker screen, that type of thing. But I noticed this device is, I mean, this is the world's thinnest convertible laptop, right? So tell us about how it compares to design-wise to the Swift.
Well, it's very similar. It is slightly thicker, but it's actually deceiving at how thin it is. We've had this at a number of events, both these products. And I've gone on focus group surveys and been impressed and surprised by people. When it's just sitting down on a table, for instance, they think, okay, it's another thin-ish laptop. But then when they pick it up, they're blown away by how thin it really is. Same is true of the Swift 7, but you're just expecting a convertible to be even thicker. And it's really not that much different. Also, I'll point out that we're using the same manufacturing process and the same materials. So it's, again, a solid block of aluminum that's milled out to make space for the keyboard, the keys, and the placement of the motherboard underneath. It's extremely solid and very feels very premium in the hand. And since we brought it up, maybe we should show both of these products side by side if we can make it work on this camera.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll start off with the Swift 7. This is the world's thinnest laptop. I mean, this is crazy thin.
Wow.
And one thing we didn't mention earlier was the fact that this is all USB 3.1 Type-C, so easy to connect to, fast data transfer, external keyboard, mouse, display, etc. So now And I'll, after this, I'll try and put them side by side. This is the Spin 7. And it's really hard to see just from this image, maybe even especially in this camera, but it's incredibly thin, and it feels so solid because of that aluminum build.
Wow. Yeah, this is, I mean, it's 0.43 inches, right? So it's hardly any thicker.
Let's see if I can... I don't know, it's hard to see, but this is incredibly thin, and as you pointed out, is absolutely a convertible. Flip around and use it like a tablet. The touch improvements are incredible.
Very nice. And the Spin 7 also has the same type of microphone technology and all that we talked about with the Swift, so comparable there.
Absolutely. It's Skype for Business certified, Cortana with voice, same digital dual microphone where they're placed strategically in the chassis to offset any noise from keyboard and so on and so forth, and for the best experience possible.
Awesome. And so what kind of specs will we see in the Spin compared to the Swift?
So you're looking at the same thing, 7th generation Intel Core processors, and this is slightly bumped in performance, partly due to the fact that it's a little bit thicker, so there's a little bit better thermal design that we could build into it. So it's a moderate jump, but it goes from 4.5 watts on the TDP up to 7. So it's maybe a 30% improvement in performance.
Hmm. I feel like I should know this term, but what is TDP?
So TDP stands for thermal design power. In essence, it's talking about how much juice or power the processor, or in some cases it could be the GPU, graphics processing unit, require in order to power. And the more you can put into it, the more power you deliver to the processor, the more powerful it can be and faster it operates.
Okay, that makes sense. How does the display compare on the Spin 7?
So the Spin 7 is a 14-inch display. It's IPS, great color gamut, and wide viewing angles, but we've been able to manage to fit it into a 13.3-inch size chassis. So the bezels around the edge are extremely thin, and that's another one of those things that we did to make an elegant device that's portable, and then we really pay attention to detail. I mentioned the assembly process, trying to fit the necessary cabling for the display, power, Wi-Fi, etc., with smaller bezels, it takes a lot more effort. I'll also point out that both of the laptops have Gorilla Glass covering the display, so it's durable and provides a great viewing experience.
Great. And Gorilla Glass, for those that don't know, I mean, that's the same type of material you see in most smartphone screens, right? So very resistant to scratching and everything.
Yeah. They hold up well for daily use and touch and whatever you throw at it.
And the Swift is not a touch display, right?
The Swift 7 is not touch. It's honestly too difficult to make a product that thin and then also include the necessary layer for touch.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, boy, I've got to say, either one would be quite a nice choice. So thanks for the awesome tour around these devices, Eric. Is there any final thoughts you have that you want to leave the viewers with before we wrap this up?
I just want to say that we're extremely proud of these products being world's thinnest laptop and world's thinnest convertible. We took a lot of energy, time, and effort to make these. Please go take a look at them, and I think you'll be impressed.
Awesome. And where is the best place to find these?
So Costco is a great outlet to go look for these products, and then Amazon.com and the Microsoft Store online as well.
Excellent. Well, Eric, thanks so much for being on the show today, and we'll see you all on the next episode of OEM TV.
Thanks, John.